All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Most definitely. So let's always praise him, worship him, keep him first, trust in him through everything you got going on in your life. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his name's sake. Stay strong and encouraged. We are with you. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there. Much love to all the brand new creatures of Christ out there. Much love to all the brand new believers who have a brand new life in the Lord. All the people who just repented, God bless you. All the people who just got baptized, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Most definitely, shalom family, greetings to all of you. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Express yourself. Play an instrument. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us. So always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, prayed up, watchful. Washed by the water of the word, washing under through the word. Let's keep our lamp and oils. Let us stay on our purpose and confidence in the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people, okay? Keep it all together for the Most High. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statute, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, decrees, everything together for him. Write a copy of the Torah. Write a copy of the whole law, statute, commandments, Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy. Copy all of it and bless others with it as well on your great commission when you're winning souls and spreading the word as well. Amen. Most definitely. Let's take it one day at a time, people, all right? In today's message, what I will do is go through today's Bible reading, go through the recommended reading scriptures, and go through the commentary. And from there, I will close out with a prayer. I will close out with a priestly blessing. I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading is the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. The recommended reading is the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4 through 13, the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 24 through 28, and also the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. The title of this commentary is Hopeful Fans. Every team in professional sports has a group of devoted followers you might call hopeful fans. Without them, the team couldn't survive. These aren't rabid fans who constantly vacillate between intense hatred and delight during each game, or fickle fans who cheer enthusiastically during winning streaks but lose interest when the team loses games. These fans remain true no matter what. They're happy when their team wins, certainly, but still wear their colors proudly when they lose. For them, there's always next year. Israel possessed an unparalleled record of losing seasons. Nations and dynasties flourished and vanished while God's people experienced more losers than winners. The nation's continued existence was within itself was a miracle. A casual observer might wonder why God didn't get tired of losing. He could have sold off the team long before. Yet God never gave up his franchise. The people of Israel were his chosen people. He knew they'd eventually win. With God, next year is always a certainty. This message came to Israel through Zephaniah when storm clouds of devastation and defeat darkened the nation's horizon. While he had earlier joined the chorus of prophets who were predicting Israel's suffering, Zephaniah also added words of hope. The reign of King Josiah included a season of righteousness in Judah, delaying God's judgment. The nation showed all the signs of a rebuilding team. The people changed their old habits and eliminated evil practices. Unfortunately, Josiah's reforms didn't last long. Losing ways ran deep within the nation, yet hope became the refuge of a small group determined to remain faithful. God's hopeful fans stood fast. They realized that next year might not happen for a long time, but it would eventually come. God had promised. The same God who kept his word to Israel keeps his promises to you. You can count on it. You can count on it. So live as a hopeful fan. God's promise describes both his relationship with Israel and the one he longs to have with you. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save you. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Verse 17. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What do you think God wants to accomplish in and through your life? Why didn't God give up on Israel? Why doesn't God give up on us? And what ways are you inspired by God's promise to always be with you? Hallelujah. Praise him. Most definitely, he will never leave us nor forsake us, people. Always remind yourself of that in every situation that you're going through, okay? When you read Psalm 94, verse 14, David says, the Lord will not forsake his inheritance. He will not cast off his people. Amen. So always remind yourselves of that. Amen. God is not done with you at all. He's not done with us. Amen. So that is the commentary. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. He is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always forever. The God of Hebrews always forever. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. The Advocate. Praise the Most High, Almighty, true living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the horn of salvation, the I am, the I am, that I am, the I am, who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my safety, my defense, my deliverer, my redeemer, our provider, always forever. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehoshua, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of heavenly lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things, cure all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That you can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart, and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust him. Know what he could do for you. Abide in him and abide in his word. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name, and it shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders. We come to agreement with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Most definitely, our faith has made us well. Our faith has blessed us. Our faith has saved us. Our faith is how we overcome the world. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Amen. We're justified by faith in the Messiah. People always remember that he got us, y'all. His timing is perfect timing, due timing. Be strong. Have that patience. Be firm. Your patience will be rewarded. Most definitely, we touch and agree. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God, a savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. The power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example. The Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine, the Truth. He is the way, hallelujah, he is the truth, amen. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word. The word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word, most definitely. We know that his word is purified, so just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. Hallelujah, praise him. He is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is the everlasting king. He's the sinless high priest. He is the way everlasting, most definitely. Let us repent and get baptized. Let us forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let us circumcise our hearts before the Lord our God. Let us be blameless before the Lord our God. And let us always walk in the power of God and walk in the scriptures forever. Spread the word. Write a copy of the Torah. Write a copy of the Law and Commandments. Keep it near and dear. Make a copy of everything from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy. Keep it near and dear, okay? Prayers up for all the poor people, all the widows, all the orphans, all the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the strangers, sojourners, the pilgrims, the refugees, the prayers for all peoples, all walks of life, the elders, the babies, the children, young men, young women, senior citizens, adults, everybody, most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.